Because it's closest to my heart. And I'm going to remember to pray for my heart. Because God's word tells me that I'm supposed to guard my heart because everything flows from my heart. Right? So remember that. You can always pray for your heart. Lord, you can always say, pray for your heart to be guarded because everything flows from it. Ask God to reveal any sin you need to confess so that you can get right with God. It's our first prayer. Next, though, what we got? Number one, right? This is how you tell people I'm number one, right? Normally do that. The index figure, we pray for our priorities and our scheduling. If we're not praying for our priorities and our scheduling, then how is God going to bless our schedule if we don't ask Him to? How is God going to do that? Most of the people that I come across that I talk to on a daily basis are overwhelmed and bogged down. You feel that? Oh, okay, you can agree with me. You ain't got to, but that's true. You're overwhelmed and you're bogged down and you're tired. Pray for your schedule. If something's going on in that schedule, pray that God will loosen it up. Pray that it'll help you become better. All right? So we can go to our third finger, which is our middle finger, which is the tallest one that stands out because it reminds us to pray for our influence on others. That's what it does. That finger right there reminds us to pray for our influence, that everything that we say and do, what flows from our heart, what's in our heart, the things we surround ourselves with, the things we let ourselves be consumed with, what we watch on TV, what we listen to on the radio. Those different things are the types of things that influence. That's our third finger right there. Pray that your walk will glorify Jesus and ask God to make you an example of His love. Now we've moved right on to our ring finger. Now look at there, I've got a wedding ring on mine. So what do you think I'm going to pray about when I come to my ring finger? I'm going to pray God that'll bless my marriage, my relationships. I'm going to ask that God will bless, that I'll pray for my kids' relationships with them, my friends, my colleagues, the people I work with, the different people I see every day, that they'll see Jesus in my life. And it ain't gonna come by telling dirty jokes. It ain't gonna happen. Clean up your act. That's what I'm getting at. That's what we gotta do because we'll get so bogged down. But that ring finger right there reminds us to pray for all those relationships that we have with our kids, our teachers, with everything. It doesn't matter if there's a relationship in it. You need to be praying about it. Oh, man. So we've done made it through four of the finger. Well, I'm just giving thumb and three, right? So now we're down to the little one right here. What you reckon I want to ask Jesus, what am I going to pray about right there? Your little finger, I want you to remind Him to thank Him for all the blessings He's given you. I want to remind Him for all that He's done in His life. Lord, you know, a lot of times we spend so much time lifting up to Jesus all of our wants and needs. And we do. But a lot of times, we forget to ask Christ what we can do for Him. Think about that. Lord Jesus, that last one, thank you, Lord, for everything you've given me. Because as we were talking before the beginning of the service, when Kyle was giving his kids a lesson in tithing, and I was proud of him, they were listening. God gives us all those tithings. He gives us all those blessings because everything flows through Him. Everything flows. So if you've got something today, the shirt on your back, thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Jesus, for it. These missionaries had such a great mission in their life, but God gives us the same thing. Look at the next set of scriptures right there, 23 through 28. And before I go it, believe it or not, when you've prayed that thumb and those four fingers, you've spent about 10 minutes with God. 10 minutes with God that day. because that's about how long it takes on average. It's about 2 minutes per finger. They say a minute, but I couldn't do it. Turned it out to about 12, 13 minutes for me that I spent with God. But all I did was use my hand as the reference. So when you've got a God, when you've got a reference to help you count things off, to help you remember, oh man, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how growing you can get right there. Think about that. So next set of scriptures right there, 23 through 28 says, after many days had gone by, there was a conspiracy among the Jews to kill him. But Saul learned of their plan. Day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. But his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. And when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was really a disciple. But thank you, Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. Man, I don't blame the disciples one bit. I do not, because I imagine they would have been nervous to see Saul walking in the room. If you think about that, after everything that had happened, you can imagine. But they trusted God, and here he goes about preaching. When you read a missionary story like this, and you think of all the things that Paul has done in his life, what's your excuse, ladies and gentlemen? You don't have one. There's no way, because when you look at something like this, if he can change and turn his life, we have no excuse at all why we can't change and turn ours exactly what Christ needs us to be. 1 Peter 3:15 says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for this hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. You cannot go in and go, if you don't go to church, you're going to hell. That don't work. That's bad. That will scare somebody. Right, Leslie? I was there. Leslie did it one time. It didn't work. It went south. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't do that. But you see what I'm getting at? Gentleness, respect, invite someone. Love on them. Most people in our area have heard of the name Jesus. They have. But you know what they just want? They just want an invitation. That's it. They don't want to feel like they're just walking in, but if they know they have a friend in here, they're nine times more likely to come through the door because someone invited them. It's that simple. Hey, you want to go to church on Sunday? I mean, I'm serious. That's it. They already know about Jesus. We're in the Bible Belt as it gets. Come on. We got a river. We could dunk you in it. I got one back here. I could dunk you in it. I mean, you get what I'm saying. People have heard of the name of Jesus. They just want to be invited. They just want to be invited. Believe it or not, that's what happens when we give to these missions. These people get invited to church. It furthers the kingdom of God, is what it does. I want to make this clear too. We have Myers Mallory envelopes out there. If anybody needs one right now, John's back there. He can get you one. We are fixing to stand. We are going to have our walk is what we're going to do. I want you to prayerfully consider how you will give. $2,500 is our goal. And I've been so thankful for Miss Carolyn Snuggs, who has gotten up here for the past month and told you about what is going on with this mission and how. You've even got a prayer journal is what you've got. My question is, we need Jesus every day. The last part of the scriptures right there says, then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened, living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It increased in numbers. What's your mission today? What has God laid on your heart to do? You remember that pinky? Remember that last prayer? Father, thank you for everything you've done for me, for all the blessings. Lord, what can I do for you this week? Put that person in my path who needs to be invited, who maybe just needs a prayer. Put that person right in my path. Do that, and you know what will happen? Somebody will be put in your path. And you'll say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe Miss Kay is going to make her way to the piano. What we're going to do is I'm going to have a word of prayer for all these missionaries. And then we're all going to stand. Everybody will come forward, put their money in the church right down here. Then we'll go back and we'll have our hymn of invitation, okay? So if you will bow your heads with me at this time. Father God, we come before you right now, dear Lord, and want to say thank you, God, for this wonderful day that you have given us. I pray, God, that you will be with these missionaries, dear Lord, as we give to them our state missions, Father God. Be with all the teams that are operating across those, Lord. Be with us, Father God, as we want to be more mission-minded for you. God, give us your words, Father God. God, help us, lead us, guide us, direct us. Show us exactly who we are supposed to be for you. Lord, help us, help your word penetrate our minds, Father God, that through our actions, dear Lord, as we remember to pray, Father God, that we give it all to you, Lord. We are reminded, Father God, that Lord, you can take anybody and you can change them, mold them, make them into exactly what you want, Father. But Lord, let us be on mission for you. Let us be on mission for you. That, Father, we raise our goal, we surpass it. That, Lord, you use it, Father God. Use it for all the people, especially during this time. Lord, help us to be found ever faithful, always keeping our eyes on you. And Father God, may our life point to you. Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you. These things I ask in your most precious and holy, holy name. Amen. Now, if everybody will stand, Miss Kay, go ahead. Come forth right now. Drop your envelope in.